This is 10 to Then, searching out the future alongside Kings. 10 to Then is brought to you by TPEX, 10th Person and Future Imagining for Decision Makers. It is the 13th of November, 2023. And here today we consider the ideas of universal basic income and an interaction with housing. This is just a sketch of ideas. Universal basic income is becoming perhaps more discussed or more popular as the significant economic disruption that AI systems and large language models appear to be offering. If we are indeed heading for a future where the vast majority of people can no longer gain employment, then what would happen? We could envision just a slow depopulation of the world, but that is not something that we would advocate for. That there is an intrinsic value in humans, there is an intrinsic value in people, and as a consequence, a means by which they are able to live must be established. To this end, universal basic income, or perhaps universal basic services, are interesting modifications to the economic systems that are in existence. Now, perhaps the economic system, capitalism as perhaps known in the liberal West, maybe that is in itself a problem which needs to be resolved. But within the scope of this discussion, we just consider universal basic income and how it would interact with housing within a recognizable system as we currently have. Within housing, we typically see perhaps three types of ownership: those who own their housing outright, those who own their housing with mortgage debt, and those who rent their properties. Those who own their housing outright would perhaps find that a universal basic income would provide them additional income, especially if such an income was created on the basis that it had within it either a mortgage or a rental payment included within the payment. We could imagine perhaps a tax adjustment to that, which identifies the fact that housing costs are not relevant to you, and as a consequence, that element is removed. It's interesting to imagine what the consequences of that would be. What is the point in owning one's property if one could forever pay a mortgage debt on it, knowing that the mortgage debt would be met by a universal basic income element? For those who own a property under mortgage, then we could imagine house prices would perhaps stabilize around what is a acceptable and likely a government mandated level based around a universal basic income payment. You could imagine a system where a typical mortgage is a percentage of an income. However, that percentage is significantly informed by the universal basic income payment. This could introduce significant stability to a housing market, but perhaps also would suppress the idea of speculative growth and financialization within it, which could be significant in terms of national GDP measures. For the group, though, who rent properties, it's interesting what the impact of UBI would perhaps be to them. UBI would be a means by which they would have a guaranteed income by which the rent could be paid. Their inability to create a pot of wealth by which they could use as a deposit to switch to a mortgage position would perhaps be entrenched, though that opportunity perhaps comes through additional employment that could be undertaken as well as the universal basic income that they are recipients of. Those who wish to transfer from renting to owning eventually through a mortgage debt, that would be the reason why they undertake additional employment to do so. And that would allow perhaps the advantages of ownership as opposed to the advantages of renting, if such advantages are actually present under a system of this sort. An interesting consequence, though, would be that at the point that the universal basic income system occurs, there would presumably be groups of people renting from landlords. And as that moment occurred, as that transition occurred, then much in the same way that housing benefit is a transfer of wealth from the government to the landlord individual, so UBI would become an entrenched tool of this as well. The UBI payment, the money would go, a portion of that money presumably goes to landlords to pay for the rental of the property that citizens are living within. Perhaps a danger of UBI and a danger of its implementation that needs to be considered is the entrenching effect of this. With landlords who, by fortune, own the property at the moment that UBI occurs, they are now guaranteed that rental income. They know that it is certain that it would be in that place, and a variety of speculative activities could actually occur from that. But also, those who are renting the properties would be forever transferring a portion of the collective wealth via UBI to the individual. And what would the individuals do with those funds? Is it possible that the system would then introduce tax costs to the extent of nullifying this effect? If that was the case, then would most landlords not withdraw from the market? What is the point of renting a property if the tax system will then remove the consequences of that, maybe with just this minor management charge or management allowance or something of that sort? Perhaps that would be the intention of the UBI system, to remove significant pockets of wealth and to rather use that wealth to provide a guaranteed income. That could be a desired effect, or it could be a problematic effect. It's likely that when the choice for UBI is made, that groups will find themselves on different sides of that argument. And a landlording group could perhaps be sold on the idea of universal basic income as a housing benefit, but one which is even more generous or perhaps even more certain. But at the same point, they might also be nervous of how the tax system will essentially resolve the fact that they have now become recipients of additional payments out of this universal basic income as they collect a portion of that all citizens receive. It could be that perhaps some sort of requirement to maintain the property at a minimum standard or ongoing expenditures could be generated alongside perhaps a tax system that returns it into it as well. A danger in this could be that universal basic income essentially entrenches asset ownership and allows no means for people to move beyond whatever their situation is at the time that UBI occurs. And this could be incredibly problematic for society. How does society function without the threat of homelessness? There are many jobs that people do that they would not like to do, and that we could also argue offer nothing to society. How would society function if we don't have the threat of homelessness to drive people into those jobs? We might say quite satisfactory, actually. And that would be fine, as those people would be able to rely on their UBI income while perhaps awaiting to be enticed into a job which is of more interest or more satisfaction to them. But maybe UBI would become impossible to enact because of these kind of problems. Housing benefit is an awkward means of transferring wealth from government to the individual via a person who receives, at best, accommodation and often a lackluster service. But maybe that is intrinsically its design. Perhaps, rather than universal basic income, a more appropriate approach would be to consider universal basic services, a means by which accommodation of a minimum standard is guaranteed, and no exchange of funds is actually generated from the recipient, the person living in the accommodation, and the government, but perhaps an exchange of funds does occur between the government and the provider of the service. And that could perhaps be the government itself providing the service in there. I think the answer is somewhere a combination of universal basic income and universal basic services. But fairness is key to this. That was 10 to Then, brought to you by TPEX, helping your business imagine the future and succeed.